Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from 6 to noon. A lot happening on today's Saturday Light Brigade. Fiddler on the Roof is being presented by the Pittsburgh Musical Theater in conjunction with Kappa, the Creative and Performing Arts High School. At 11 o'clock, Carol Outwater, an award-winning auto harp champion who plays Cajun as well as folk music and Celtic music, will be here to perform here at our studios in historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. Plus, acoustic music and family fun all morning long, including games in which you can connect. Our History Riddle is coming up in just half an hour.
Me and my baby walking down the street, meeting everybody.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, where kids and adults can take off on fantastic flights of imagination. Today's History Riddle answer is not an author, inventor, or movie star. It's not a former president or musician. Instead, it's a type of car that made its debut on April 1st, 1970, as the first subcompact made in the U.S. Named after a mischievous creature blamed for mechanical breakdowns, it was hardly a raging success. Hello, Stu. How are you?
Okay.
And it's good to have you along. You know the correct answer to this one.
AMC Gremlin.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, actually, that was not their first very small car, but I think it's the first small car under the name AMC. They used to be just American Motors, and before that they were a conglomeration of Nash and a couple of other small companies.
Yeah, Nash and Rambler.
Yeah. If you remember the Nash Rambler of the Beep Beep song.
Yes. And Tom in McCandless joins us. Hi, Tom.
Hi.
You had it, too. Do you have any gremlin memories at all?
Well, I vaguely remember when I was in college, like, it was about 1970, I was walking by a car dealership that sold American Motors cars, and the salesman runs out, you know, thinking I'm interested, and then mentions a new car they're coming out that's going to revolutionize American car design. And I assumed it probably was the Gremlin. And I think he pointed out the fact that it was the first car with a hatchback.